בירושלים, כי מי העולם שונה קטנוניות.
גמרא עם עבודה זרה, שמואל was drinking wine with a goy. The goy was ablat. And the Gemara says that ablat the goy told Shemuel that he cannot drink the wine because he touched it. And he knows the law that if a goy touches the wine, he's not allowed to drink it. So Shemuel told them back, I have nothing to worry about. The wine is mevushal. So from this Gemara we learn that if the wine is mevushal, is cooked, so it's not subject to the laws of maga goy, of the contact of the goy. Maran says this halacha in Yored Yaakov Chav Gimal, halacha Gimal. He says over there, Yayin shirticho ala ish, that you heated it up on the fire, there's no problem with maga goy. The question is, why not? The whole gezerah was they didn't want us to drink their wine, so we don't come in contact with them and assimilation. So what do I care if it's not mevushal or it is mevushal? Seemingly the reason should apply to all wines. The Rosh Benu Asher explains the following, that in the olden days it wasn't customary to boil wine. Why would you boil wine? Most of the times when you boil it, it ruins it. So there would really no purpose for anybody to boil wine. So that's called milta de la shachiyah. It's something that's not common or prevalent. And the rule is that when rabbis make a decree, they only make the decree on the prevalent, on what's common. But on milta de la shachiyah la gazrina. So therefore, the rabbis never put yayin mevushal in the, or wine that's cooked into the decree, because it was a very rare case. And on rare cases, the rabbis don't have to make a gizra. How many people were drinking yayin mevushal? They have to make a decree that you shouldn't drink it if the goita wasn't common. That reason poses a great question. A question that Rav Shlomo Zalman Oyebach asked in Minhat Shelomo, as well as Rab Eliashiv, Zichronam Levracha. They said, well, if that's the reason of Losh Chicha, today, Yayin Mevushal is quite prevalent. Today, if you go to the market, you might find more Mevushal wines than non-Mevushal wines, for whatever reason. So they wanted to say that if that's the reason, so then today, the Mevushal rule might be under question. So Hakam Avadya Alav Shalom in Halichot Olam Chelek Zayin comes along and he gives us a very important rule. And the rule is that we don't base the Gezerah on the current facts on the ground. The Gezerah is based on when they made it. And since at the time that they made it, they didn't include Yayin Mevushal, even though that might have changed, and today it's Shchicha, we don't change the gezerot of Hazal, not to be lenient or not to be stringent. So therefore the Hakam says, the rule of Mevushal still has the leniency that it has today. The question is, and this is the real question of today, what is considered Mevushal? Maran says, heat it on the fire. The Shach, Sifte Kohen, comes along and adds a few words. V'hu shenitma'et min middato, that the fire caused some of the wine to evaporate. It has to be hot enough that it causes evaporation, and it was nitma'et. What is that temperature? So according to the Gaon Rabbi Eliyahu from Vilna, in his glossings on the bottom, he quotes a Gemara Shabbat, page 40, which seems that the shi'ud is what is considered cooking for Shabbat. That shi'ud is called Yad Soledet Bo. Yad Soledet Bo is much less than scientific boiling. Scientific boiling is 210 degrees Fahrenheit. Yad Soledet Bo is much less. And because of that, Hakam Avadya holds that so long as the wine was boiled at Yad Soledet, for this it's 176 degrees Fahrenheit, then already you can consider the wine to be mebushal. And since All wines that are mebushal go through pasteurization. They pasteurize them in order to kill the germs and to purify them from any, you know, contaminants. And the pasteurization is done at least by 176 degrees. So therefore, through pasteurization, Acham Avadya holds, you can be lenient to consider that mevushal. The pasteurization makes it mevushal. However, I must point out that Acham Ben Tzion argues on this. Acham Ben Tzion and Ode Tzion, Chelek Bet, Perek Chaf, he says it's true it's pasteurized, but it's pasteurized in tubes, in pipes. And therefore, according to the Shach that says some of the wine has to diminish, in a pipe nothing diminishes. Whatever evaporates goes right back in. And therefore he says pasteurization would not be a heter for mevushal. However, Acham Avadya argued on that and said it seems it doesn't have to actually diminish. It has to be heated to the amount where it can cause it to diminish. And therefore, whether it's in a pipe or a tube, it's not going to make a difference. The point of the shiur over here today is that you see that it's not so pashut to say that mevushal wine is automatically permissible for goyim to pour. You have a lot of rabbis that question, since today most of the mevushal is only pasteurized. They don't bring it outside to a a bonfire and put it over a fire. They're just doing a flash pasteurization, they call it. They flash heat it, and then they flash cool it down. But again, the custom is clear that all the reliable kashruyot, they give a kashrut on a wine that's pasteurized at 176 degrees. That's what Moshe Feinstein as well wrote in Negrot Moshe. And once you rely on pasteurization, it'd be okay to allow the goyim to pour it. But again, since there's other opinions, Chacham Avadya does write in Halichot Olam, v'mahmir, even on yayin mevushal that's mepustar, tavo alav beracha.